Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show underway. It's the Fan Upstate. Yesterday, we had a chance here on the radio program to have the first local media one-on-one with the brand new coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Chad Costello. We appreciate his time, as well as buddy of the show, Mark Bonetti, for helping us set that up. And we'll also tell you that if you missed that interview, it's going up right after the show today. I had to do some editing to it last night. We had a couple of technical issues and glitches that I had to handle and take care of, but I did get that entire interview finally edited at about 10:45 last night. So that's going to go up today right after the show is over for you hacky fans, you local sports fans. If you missed our first interview with new head Swamp Rabbits coach Chad Costello, that interview will go live. I would expect it to be posted by around 10:30 this morning across our social media. At the Fan Upstate on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, on all the things, I will have it posted. But you'll want to make sure you're following the Fan Upstate on YouTube if you are not already, because I will post the video interview in its entirety on our YouTube page later on this morning. Buddy. Hey, buddy. It is 7:02 in the morning on the dot, which means you have 58 minutes to get into the office. You have 58 minutes until you've got to respond to all of those passive-aggressive emails. You've got to take care of that one project that you stopped working on yesterday at 4:35 p.m. because you said, screw it, I'm going home, I'm over this crap. And once you get done with that, you're going to take that first and very well-earned break. You're going to walk down the hallway. You're going to go sit down with that one coworker that you actually enjoy talking to. And you enjoy talking to them because they enjoy talking to you about sports. Well, if you're going to talk about sports, you need to know what is going on in the world of sports. And if you need to know what is going on in the world of sports, worry not, my dear friends. Lonzo and I got you covered because we do this. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three stories.
You see what it is? Stories are my favorite thing because the stories with passion. They're stories.
Ha-ham! The top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers this morning. These are the items you will be talking about. Let's dive right in with item number one. You get a break, you get a reprieve today because there was no NBA or NHL finals games last night. However, I'm going to take you in a different direction. Exactly 1 year and 1 day before the United States, Mexico, and Canada host the 2026 World Cup, Team USA Men's Soccer played its final friendly before they launch into the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Now, before I go off on my little mini tangent here, I do want to point out that the Gold Cup for us this year, outside of pride and love of the game, is largely irrelevant this year. World Cup host countries are given an automatic qualification spot. The Gold Cup is ordinarily part of the World Cup qualification process. We do not need to qualify, meaning that the World Cup is effectively a tune-up tournament against a bunch of other teams that are working towards World Cup qualification. So it's not the most important tournament that this team has ever played in outside of a World Cup. However, it is one of the last handful of games that Team USA can participate in before they launch into their World Cup campaign. Last night's friendly was one of the last friendlies, exhibition matches, tune-ups, warm-ups that Team USA was going to get before we start the 2026 World Cup here on our soil. The Americans got routed by Switzerland last night 4-0. It was the fourth straight home loss for Team USA dating back to 1988. It is just the third time in the 100-plus year history of Team USA International Soccer that they have lost four consecutive home games. It was the first time that they've lost four consecutive games at all dating back to 2007. Switzerland scored in the 13th, 23rd, 33rd, and 36th minute. And before anybody says, well, hold your horses there, Rob, yeah, they lost by four. But they didn't give up another goal, and they looked a heck of a lot better in the second half, didn't they? Yeah, that's because Switzerland did not open up an attack at all in the second half. Switzerland is one of the best defensive teams on the planet. And I will go one step further and point out that this was our C and D squad taking on Switzerland's mostly A and smattering of B squad. And Switzerland is a good soccer nation. So it shouldn't be the end of the world. However, it is not about the 4-0 loss. It is about the fact that there was just little to no effort out of this team last night. You know, it's one thing when you lose because the other team is just better than you. I've told the story countless times about my old middle school coach, Tom Grant, when my team, Meigs Middle School, lost the game to our county rivals, Pryor Middle School. And Tom Grant walked in, this old gruff Marine veteran, and he took off his big old straw hat, and he sat on a bench press bench in the locker room with us, and we were all prepared for the ass-chewing of a lifetime. And he said, boys, today you had the biggest problem in sports. The other team was just better than you. That's what happened last night. But you know what Tom Grant did not say to my middle school program that day? He did not say they were better than you and they outworked you. And they out-efforted you, because they did not. We gave up what we had. We gave it the best we could put on the table. And unfortunately for us, so did they, and they were just more talented. I cannot say the same about the effort from last night. Were they better than us? Yes. Did we have any level of effort to be proud of? Absolutely not. It was pathetic. It is at the point where that game alone, you know, there's been plenty of other stuff to complain about around this International Football Club, Team USA Soccer. plenty to complain about in terms of mismanagement, in terms of the Federation not understanding that this isn't the NFL. And if you run this thing as a for-profit enterprise, it's going to fail. Not understanding how to build a proper developmental pipeline to find the next generation, et cetera, et cetera. All that, perfectly logical things to complain about. The one thing I never thought that I would say is we didn't even try. That these were guys who had an opportunity to try to get their name on the roster for the World Cup a year and a day later. And it was like they couldn't be bothered. It's like they couldn't be bothered. I haven't been that embarrassed in a very long time. Let's get to item number two. Charlie Baker is the president of the NCAA. Yesterday, he was down in Orlando, Florida, at a bit of a, I don't know, gathering, I guess, of collegiate athletics administrators. And during his keynote address, the address being, by the way, the first time that Charlie Baker has spoken publicly since the House v. NCAA settlement was approved last Friday night, said that, quote, "Blame whoever you wish, but the simple truth is clear. College sports' collective inability or unwillingness to change years ago put the entire enterprise at risk. Is the settlement disruptive? Very much so. But it is an opportunity for the D1 community to pay for back damages over 10 years instead of triple that amount all at once. And it creates a future that comes with choices instead of bankruptcy." End quote. Obviously, the NCAA having to come off of $2.8 billion in back damages over the next decade to any athlete, to athletes who competed in college in any time from 2016 through the present. Obviously, it added the $20.5 and will go up $1 million in annual revenue sharing beginning at the end of this year when football season rolls around. Baker said, quote, "I ran around as the Pied Piper and told everybody it was one of those things that I'll always remember where I was," talking about the moment that the settlement came down last Friday. Baker went on to say, quote, "I've talked to a lot of schools in D1 at every level. They all get the fact that it's better to be able to make choices than have choices made for you, which is kind of what the alternative was. A lot of people who are predicting what's going to happen here, good for them. But the bottom line is we don't know. And I think it's important to let this play out and then make adjustments if people need to." Did Charlie Baker say anything there that I did not say on Monday or yesterday's show about the settlement? No. But he's the president of the NCAA, and I'm some jackass with a microphone. So it's just nice to have validation. We will talk more about this a little bit later on in the show, but we do have to get to item number three. Carolina Panther mini camp got underway yesterday. This one, a three-day affair that will have quite a bit of 7-on-7 style performance, a lot of installation of the offense, and a lot of getting to know you, getting to know all about you between teammates. J.C. Horn is one of the better cornerbacks in the National Football League. J.C. Horn has also developed into a leader when he's been able to stay healthy of this Carolina football program. After practice yesterday, J.C. Horn was doing his media availability, and he was asked a couple of questions about Bryce Young. And he told the story that at one point during 7-on-7 offense versus defense, he said, J.C. Horn said, "I overheard Bryce Young's play call coming out of the huddle." And of course, and this is me adding an editorial aside, not what J.C. said, but any good defender, when they overhear the offensive play call from the QB, is going, obviously, to tell the rest of the defense, "Hey, boys, here's what's coming." Well, apparently, B.Y. walked over to J.C., got in his face, told him he should not be doing that in no particular language. And that, quote, y'all should believe in yourself, not have to do that. And apparently went off on J.C. J.C. said, quote, he's talking way more this year. He's talking trash every year. Adam Thielen had some comments as well about the rise of BY9. Adam Thielen said, BY's growth and development is why I came back. Now, I don't know if he means from retirement or moving to another team or whatever, but it doesn't matter. He said, that's why I came back. After practice yesterday, he said, and I quote, guys are finally sick of being the same old Carolina Panthers. We want to get back to what they did here in the past from 2015 and some of those other years where they made deep playoff runs when they had the crowd involved and the city pumped up. That just shows guys are sick of the same old, same old. JC went on to say, quote, when I'm talking trash to the receivers and talking trash to Bryce, it's like brotherly love, almost like you grow closer through that. It's almost like fighting with your brother every day at home, and as soon as y'all go to the ball, nobody else better say something to him or you're rolling for him. Talking about BY yesterday, Dave Canales said, quote, he just has a defiance to him. That's just kind of the way of competing. He's not super animated with it, but he definitely thrives off of it, feeds off the off that energy. He takes chances when he can because JC is trying to bait him into throwing the ball over there, but it does bring a level of confidence to the guys. Hey, we're dangerous when we're out there, end quote. You know, when Russell Wilson said dangerous in that terrible Subway commercial a few years ago, it went on to spark a ton of internet memes that are still absolutely gold medal caliber today. When Dave Canales said yesterday, we're dangerous when we're out there, maybe it's the optimism that this team will be good, the optimism that they're developing into a contender, the optimism that this team will go on the playoffs next year and Rob Brown will book some remotes and make a little extra money. Optimism, optimism, optimism. But when Canales said, we're dangerous when we're out there, I got to tell you, great one. I got a little intrigued.
You know, I'm not trying to be negative here, but I want to see how it translates to the field. It's real easy to do all that talking in the offseason. And there seems to be a quiet excitement, or not necessarily a quiet excitement, a building excitement about this team. A lot of people picking them to do a lot more than they've done in the last 5 or 6 years. We'll see. As someone who, this is my favorite NFC team, I'm not quite as negative as you are about your team, but I'm close. So I want to see what they do that very first game and how that translates.
I mean, I do too, but we're,
by the way, I'm not about to cry. I'm about to cough.
We are, we're 90 days away from it. So it is very simply I can gauge off of what I have to gauge off of right now. And what I have to gauge off of right now.
Listen, Rob, how many times have we heard people, oh, it's my guy, man, we're doing good, we're out here, things are working, we're really excited. We've heard that about a lot of teams, and it doesn't always translate. Were they starting to improve at the end of the year last year? Yes. I'm more interested in seeing what the defense does and how they're able to pick that up, because that's going to help him do a lot more if the defense gets better.
I don't disagree with any of that. I don't disagree that, you know, none of this is going to matter if they go get their asses handed to them by Jacksonville in week one. I'm not saying any of this is going to matter. What I'm saying is we're still 92 days away from the start of the NFL season. This is what we have to gauge off of. And I have not heard this level of attitude, this level of confidence. I got multiple dudes on the team saying, my guy, BY, my special baby boy's out there talking to the defense. That, have we seen Bryce Young talk to anybody since he left Bama? No. But now he's out there jawing with J.C. Horn, telling him, hey, maybe try to be good instead of trying to cheat. Like, I'm in for it. No, I got nothing to lean off of other than these stories. But over the past two seasons, since he showed up, have we had any of this in the preseason? Have we had anything like this? No. We've had, oh, you know, he's throwing some good passes. He's really, we're seeing the field well out there. This is the first time somebody has said something to the tune of, we're dangerous. And right now, it's what we got to lean on. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up later on the show. Got plenty more we need to cover. Lonzo just hit on something that I do want to address, which is we're going into day two of OTAs. We've had a lot of conversation about my special baby boy, Bryce Young, about Xavier Legette, about Tedaroa McMillan, about the Chuba Hubbard, about the offense. There's something we have not heard yet, and it does concern me a little bit. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The focus of the Carolina Panthers heading into OTAs, heading into summer camps, headed into preseason, from just about everybody, is going to be on the offense. And that's understandable from the perspective of, well, everyone. There are questions about, was the development and progression of Bryce Young last year legitimate or was it a mirage? There are questions about the wide receiver core. Is Xavier Legette going to be better with the dropsies this year? Is Tedaroa McMillan going to be able to have the impact that you want a first-round draft pick to have? Is Chuba Hubbard going to be able to keep up with the level of success that he has had, effectively removing Miles Sanders from the equation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And those are all, I mean, those are all questions Panther fans should be keeping an eye on as well. But we have heard, obviously, from Dave Canales about the offense. We have heard from Bryce Young. I played you the clip just a few minutes ago from Adam Thielen saying that Bryce Young's change of as a leader, as a quarterback, as a person was a big part of the reason that he elected to come back to Carolina for the 2025 football season. You heard the comments I gave you, read the quotes from J.C. Horn saying that Bryce is out there talking junk to the defense during OTAs, is out there telling them what's up, is out there making the throws, etc., etc. All these things are good. All of these things should be intriguing. All of these things should be, for Panthers fans at least, exciting. Because I pointed out that in the couple of years that BY has been in the building, including last year when Dave Canales was the head coach at this point in the offseason, we had a lot of comments, but none of them like what we've been hearing over the past 2 or 3 weeks. None of the comments sounded like they had any bite to them. We didn't hear BY's talking smack. We didn't hear guys talking about 2015-style playoff runs. We didn't hear, we want to be them guys. We want to get the city excited. We heard a lot of, I would dare say, tentative conversations about this football club from this football club. This is the first time we have heard some guts, some bite to go along with the bark the last couple of years. I think this is important. But there is something we have not heard a lot out of. And Lonzo kind of hit on it when we were talking about this to wrap up the cheat sheet in the last segment. We haven't heard really anything about the defense. And that, to me, is obviously as big of a question mark coming into this season as the offense is, for different reasons. And again, we have pointed out that this was a defense that over the past couple of years has been plagued by injuries. J.C. Horn has had plenty of them. Derrick Brown, I said this on BetMGM Tonight last Tuesday to P.J. Glasser. I said, I think Derrick Horn might be the best defensive tackle in the NFL that nobody says is the best defensive tackle in the NFL. And P.J. was like, I think you're right. I think you're right. There are the defensive tackles that we talk about. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he just was unavailable last year. And if Americans can't see it on TV, it's not happening. So he wasn't on TV. He's not a thing. But I pointed out that a lot of what went wrong for the defense last year just had to do with guys being unavailable. And I think that that might have been the biggest problem, both in terms of performance and the narrative around the team. So you're genuinely hoping that you're going to get that back. You're going to get that fixed. This was a team that gave up more points, 534, in a single season than any other defense. They had 32 sacks, 17 takeaways, both towards the bottom of the league. They gave up 59 offensive touchdowns, 35 of them through the air. So the defense just has to get better, because what you don't want to be is the Cincinnati Bengals, where you found your guy at QB, and as I've told you, he would the whole time, because I know ball. Bryce Young turns into a very good quarterback. You give him the weapons. You give him McMillan. You move Thielen, who is still performing at a almost unbelievable high level for his age. You give him XL as your big go-to dude. You give him Chuba Hubbard, who has developed exceptionally well into a running back one. You give him a couple of guys. Rico Dowdle out of Dallas. John Brooks is not going to be here this season, but at this point, I'm kind of thinking that ship may have sailed, but you're kind of hoping that John Brooks will be able to come back from ACL surgery number two and be that scat back option, that CJ Spiller style option. You give them all the weapons. You go out there. This offense looks legitimate. This offense looks good. And then the defense gives up 1,000 points. We have now gone through rookie minicamp. We have now gone through OTAs. We have now entered into, or are entering into, day two of true minicamp. And I have heard nothing about this defense. A defense that you added four prospects in edge rushers. A defense that you have added Cam Jackson out of Florida. A big old run stopper in the middle. You added Patrick Jones the second. You added Bobby Brown the third. Tershawn Wharton. All good players. I don't know if any of them are going to be great. I don't know if any of them are going to be threatening Pro Bowl rosters towards the end of this year. But I do think they are all good players that can have an impact. You added guys in spades to the defense on top of getting JC back, fingers crossed, at 100%. You added back into the mix Derrick Brown. Again, maybe the best DT in the league that nobody references is the best DT in the league. You get him back from injury. You lose some guys. You lost Shaq. He signed with Buffalo yesterday. You lose some guys. There's no doubt that's the NFL. But you added quite a bit. And here we are, a month and some change removed from the draft. We've had our rookie camp. We've had our first OTAs. We are now in our mini camp. And not a word about the defense. I have gone from, or in the last 10 minutes, I have gone from, on one hand, absolutely buzzing, if for no other reason than the way this team sounds about the offense. Got to see it. Got to see what it looks like. We're not even wearing shoulder pads yet. But the way the team is talking about the offense has caused a little juice in your boy. To, on the other side of it, kind of hitting the brakes a little bit. Not because of the offense, but pumping the brakes because at this point, I would love to hear about some guys that are standing out on defense. One of the rookies, one of the new additions, Ejiro Evero. I haven't even heard a quote from him about this defense yet. I haven't heard Dave Canales say a word about this defense yet. And that is where my hesitation to go all in on the call of Cats to win the division is coming from, because you are going to have a defense to do that. All right, when we come back here in just a minute from right now, we'll dive back into this college football, college sports sentiment. McAfee had Pete Thamel on yesterday and asked him a couple of questions I thought were very interesting that I'd like to respond to as well on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We spent Monday reacting to the House v. NCAA settlement that was handed down. And I had a couple of questions. And by I mean literally everyone has some questions about where we're going to go from here. There are questions about the revenue sharing. There are questions about how that's going to work out, how that's going to be afforded. There are some very good questions, and I will let you know that yesterday had a very pleasant conversation with two different people, one who is the founder of a national NIL collective, and one who is the, as a matter of fact, the dean of law at a university in New England, who I will be having on the show over the next couple of days.
What a title.
Yeah, I know. It's a big get. I'm pretty excited about it. The NIL Collective individual, because obviously they are going to be impacted by what is going to happen next. I had been kind of working under the assumption that NIL collectives would effectively fade away. And the more I've looked at this, the more I've researched, it looks more like quite the opposite. Like NIL collectives will still exist, but their role will change. They will now go from effective distribution point to more of a contract acquisition group, right? Like they are going to exist, but now in the role of helping athletes get connected with possible NIL deals. But the other thing that I was told yesterday is that the expectation is that NIL collectives are going to be, I don't want to say acquired by, but will be working more under the wing of the academic institutions that they work alongside of, because obviously with the concept of the NIL Go platform and all of that, and the fact that with the new College Sports Commission having ultimate autonomy over discipline, over punishment, over guidelines, regulations, etc., and the fact that schools have to make sure their athletes are reporting the NIL deals that meet certain parameters, etc., schools basically want to make sure that they have a very closely trained eye on these collectives. Because if these collectives go rogue and start signing kids to NIL deals and not reporting them to the university and to the NIL Go, and the CSC comes down on these schools, and they've given up their right to challenge rulings levied by the CSC, these collectives, if not very closely monitored, and there's going to be a great deal of trust with the athletes as well.
So the collectives basically is going back to the $500 handshakes.
No. Because, although $500 is an interesting number, because it is $600 that must be reported for an NIL deal.
Okay. All right. So what now they go back behind closed doors. How many times is it going to be things like this? So it's going to have to be caught a couple of times and prosecuted before people don't think they can get away.
I would have two responses to it. And again, I will acknowledge that I am working from the stance of, from the view of optimism, right? And I think there's a reason for that, and I'll come to that here in just a minute. But the reason that they are doing this is not so that they can go back to the $500 handshakes and everything happened behind closed doors. The function of an NIL in the new era, as I understand it, and again, I will be, after the show is over today, working on a couple of guests, one from a collective and one from a from a legal standpoint, who has feelers in this world. My understanding is that NIL collectives from this point forward will effectively be used as a meeting place between businesses and athletes, right? If you are Bob's Used Cars and you would like to have a member of the Gamecocks represent you via NIL deal, then you would be able to call the Garnet Trust and say, hey, this is Bob from Bob's Used Cars, and I would like to have Nick Harbor on an NIL deal with Bob's Used Cars. And the collective can effectively act as the negotiating arm between the business and the kid, but doing so under the wing of, and this is hypothetical, obviously, because Bob's Used Cars isn't a thing. Well, I'm sure it is somewhere, but act as a negotiating arm, and in doing so under the wing of the Gamecock Athletic Department, ensure that every element of the meet and greet, the contract signing, the deal, and the paying of the deal all falls within compliance of the rules, regulations, and protocols established and put into place by the College Sports Commission. It's quite the opposite because, and I will agree with one more thing that, or one thing that you did say, which is the violation of the rules is going to need to be treated first, second, third time with the heaviest of hands from the College Sports Commission. I do not think that there is room to play around with here. I do not think that there is room to let a team off the hook out of the gate, because we will get to a point, as we have been in before, when the toothless NCAA was in charge, where schools go, you know what? All we need to do is find a way to make an argument that there is some sort of legal reason that the NCAA's rules don't apply or can't be enforced, and threaten them with it, and they'll back off. With the College Sports Commission, the concept is that all of the schools, at least within the Power Four, will be signing an agreement of some type that basically says, we recognize their authority, we recognize their status as the disciplinary arm, and should they bring the hammer down on us for any violation, we waive the right to sue them. We can enter arbitration with them. We can go sit in front of a neutral third party and make our argument as to why their punishment is unfair, too strict, not enforceable, whatever. But whatever the arbitrator decides is the outcome, we agree that we will follow that. And I do think what you don't want to do is have a situation where the first time a school violates whatever the protocols, the guidelines, the guideposts, the rules are from the CSC, they go into arbitration and they walk out of arbitration with a punishment that's not that bad. You want a school to go, yeah, hey, listen, NIL Collective, here's the deal. If you get us in trouble with the CSC, you effectively prevent us from being able to be competitive for X amount of years. Make it to where the folks pulling the strings recognize that if they violate a rule and they are caught violating said rule, they will be the sole and individual reason that their college football team cannot compete for anything for 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11 years, so that the punishment, and more importantly, because I'll tell you this, the only thing worse, I think, to say a business in, let's go theoretical again, the only thing worse to a business in Ann Arbor, Michigan, than making that team uncompetitive for 3, 5, 7 years because they violated the rule and Michigan had the hammer brought down on them because of it, the only thing worse than knowing that they are the reason that Big Blue can't go to a natty, what do you think happens to that business in the market of Michigan fans if it is outed that they're the reason they can't compete?
I think that's a poor team to use as an example. since they recently cheated and got away with it.
Right, but that's the point. Not under the College Sports Commission, right? Like, that's why the commission has to be heavy-handed. They got to be buttholes out of the gate.
See, you said that they would go to that sponsor and say, see what you did. But if it's a big-name sponsor, if Nike is paying people in violation, are you going to be mad at Nike if they're one of the sole providers for just about everything you've got as a school?
If they prevent you from being, let's say, and when I say heavy-handed, I'm not talking about saying you can't go to the playoffs. If I say heavy-handed, I'm saying minus 15 on your roster allocation, all right? You get 15 less players than everybody else. Deal with that. You lose X amount of practices. You lose X recruiting period. And oh, by the way, not only can you not go to the playoffs, you can't play in a bowl game period for X amount of years. And oh, by the way, that takes all those millions of dollars of revenue off the table, but you're still required to hit your revenue sharing number.
Maybe they have the foresight to know that cheating is going to happen, so they put all these extra roster spots in every sport. So when they take it away, it doesn't really hurt the team.
Well, I mean, okay, now you're delving into conspiracy theory issues.
No, but it's if you're thinking ahead to something, I think it's feasible. I think it's definitely a possibility.
All right. Okay, let's say it is. It's still conspiracy theory levels, right? And it's not saying that it's an incorrect conspiracy theory. What I'm saying here is even if you did it that reason, right? You said you can have 115 roster spots across college football. And then you go and you say, all right, Oregon, Nike screwed you. They did too many NIL deals. You busted the cap, or you gave impermissible NIL deals, or you didn't go through the NIL Go program and you went over the number, so you didn't report them, which is how we're going to track the cap, etc. All these things happen. And because Nike did that, yes, you are going to lose 15 and you're going down to 100. Here's the thing. Even if that's the reason that it happened, Dan Lanning now has 15 fewer guys than Ohio State and Michigan and Michigan State and Iowa.
Is the number really 115?
I believe it is.
That's a lot for, I'm just saying.
There are teams now that have north of 140 guys on it. I mean, this is not... Like, that's lower than it has been in years gone by. Used to be obviously scholarship limits.
I'm skeptical, but, you know, I can look it up just as easy as you can.
So the thought here for me, because McAfee asked the question of to Pete Thamel yesterday. Sorry, I forgot who he was talking to. He asked the question yesterday of Pete Thamel. Effectively, what happens if one of these rules are violated? And Thamel's answer was like, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know that anybody else is going to know the answer to that. I don't know that anybody else is going to tell you the answer to that. By the way, the old scholarship limit, this is not roster limit, was 85. But you could have as many guys on the team as you wanted.
Well, I looked up the average is between 85 and 105, and the most usually is around 110. I just thought 145.
Okay, so I was a little over the mark there.
I mean, you know.
But the number is unimportant, more so the number relative to everybody else. If you tell Dan Lanning he's going from 85, there are 105 is your roster limit. You have 105 guys on the team. If you tell Dan Lanning that he's going from 105 to 90 and Ohio State has got 105, there's an inherent advantage there for Ohio State. And it's not just about the guys you dress on game day, because Ryan Day himself has said this. It's about guys you have available for practice. It's about guys that you have available to run your scout team and train only to be the scout team this week. We're taking these 20 dudes on the roster, and for the next 2 weeks, all they're doing is learning Kirk Ferentz offense so that in 2 weeks when we play Iowa, and it's practice week for Iowa, I've got an Iowa offense out there that knows that team inside and out, right? But you don't have that anymore. That's an inherent disadvantage. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but it's a big deal. Regardless of the hypothetical punishments I'm coming up with here, the point is when it is time for the commission to look and say, school XYZ University violated this new rule put in place by the commission. They got to come down heavy-handed. And they have, unlike the NCAA, they have, if the schools all sign this proposed agreement, they all have signed up to accept that reality. You have to bring it down immediately so that no one has the guts to play in the gray area and risk it at all. You need to, with violation number one, whoever it is, whenever it is, violation number one needs to be a like late 80s SMU caliber punishment. Not forever, but 5 years, 10 years, right? 10 years, you can't compete in the college football playoffs. That is going to kill a program and make them start at base one when they get out of the basement. And I think that's the way it's got to be handled. I do have a few more responses to a few more things that McAfee asked Thamel and Thamel responded to yesterday, including the biggest one of all, which I will tell you coming up in the next hour of the show. When we come back, Audio Blitz got a bunch of good audio to play for you today on the program, so stick around for that. All of that coming up after the great one blows your mind with this sports flash.
Starting with Rob's favorite baseball team, the Atlanta Braves dropped a game to Milwaukee 4-1 last night. Grant Holmes took the loss, allowing 5 hits and 3 runs through 5.1 innings. But striking out 9 in the effort, Atlanta had 8 hits in the game, but only 4 at-bats with runners in scoring position. NCAA President Charlie Baker told collegiate administrators yesterday the House versus NCAA settlement helped the organization avoid bankruptcy. Baker said the inability of college sports to change over the years put the entire enterprise at risk. That and the Big Ten and the SEC getting really big, I think. In their effort to replace the fired Tom Thibodeau, the New York Knicks have reached out to Houston and Minnesota requesting interviews with coaches Ime Udoka and Chris Finch, but both requests were denied, according to ESPN. That's surprising. I thought everyone wanted to work in New York. Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show is next, right here on The Fan, Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.